From physics to psychic is just a quantum leap. For the next hour, Santa Barbara author and psychic Pam Oseley is ready to take your call at 564-1290.
Pam provides valuable insight into your personal world,
your relationships, and how you can be more consciously aware of creating the life you want, the life you deserve. Call now, 564-1290, and make the leap.
Welcome to the show. This is Pam Oseley in the studio here with David J. Manning, the boards and the phones and everything else. How you doing, David?
I'm good, Pam. How are you?
I'm great. We finally got summer. It's sort of a fall-like summer, yeah. But at least it's warm again. So, David, we have some great guests on the air today. Mm-hmm. Very excited about this. We have George and Sedina Capanellis, right? Capanelli. Am I pronouncing that right?
You are doing a magnificent job. Yes.
I love people that are going to compliment me right off the bat. Okay, you're my favorite guest today. Anyway, these people are fabulous. They're Hay House authors, and they have written a book called, I love the title of your book, by the way. This is so great. Do Not Go Quietly, Real Solutions and Empowering Strategies for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. What a great title. So, and you've also got a site. If people want to go to their site while they're listening to their interview, it's called agenation.com. You can go to their website and look at their photos, look at their videos while you listen to them speak. So first of all, give the listeners a little bit of a background of who you are, how you got started, and then I want to talk to you about the title of this book.
Well, we got started a long time ago in both individually and then jointly after we met, working for social transformation and individual change in a broad variety of ways, from transformational seminars that we executed to plays and productions for media, consulting. We've been engaged in helping organizations and individuals get to their next level for a very long time. You know, Fortune 100 and government organizations and government agencies and nonprofits and educational institutions and a whole lot more. So we've really been blessed. We've been on this path for a while and have had the opportunity to work with some really extraordinary folks, really been blessed. You know, they say that you teach best what you have to learn, and that's clearly been part of our path.
I love it. And then you decided to do some work for, you wrote this book for Gen Xers, the people between 40 and 45, the boomers between 46 and 64, thank you very much, and the elders 65 and over, who want to live more consciously and age wisely and actually celebrate their lives. Because, you know, most people start thinking that at that age it's over. They don't, you know, if they didn't make it by then, it's over. But you guys have a very positive message for people.
Yeah, this is also for people that are younger who want to better prepare themselves to live the life they were born to live. And you know, they're the ones that are going to inherit this brave new world. So it's really all of us who are affected by this demographic revolution. You know, we're the first time in history over 50% of the population will be over 50 years of age. So it's just an unprecedented change. It's a huge tsunami coming from all directions, and it's going to affect us socially, economically, culturally, politically, in every way. So we think it's pretty darn important. We really do. And there's no other way to look at it but positively and just, you know, open to all the limitless possibilities. But it's our choice. It's every one of our choices as to how we're going to do that. And Do Not Go Quietly, our book, provides those solutions and strategies to move forward with greater ease and, you know, take advantage of these opportunities.
And Pam, the motivation also for the book comes from a variety of things. Personal experiences that we went through with both sets of parents woke us up to the, you know, we were kind of going along blithely in our lives, good health, not much engagement with the healthcare system, not a lot of engagement with the life care system, and then all of a sudden we became very much involved with our parents and and learned a lot. We found out that America as a nation is just not ready for this demographic revolution, neither governmentally nor institutionally. Most businesses aren't, and far too many of us are just unaware, because we live in this country that is pretty youth-obsessed and age-averse. And so rather than looking at life realistically and understanding that there's an entrance and there's an exit, there's a process of youth and learning and engagement, there's a process of maturity, and then there's this incredible new thing called a new third act, really, where people are going to be living longer in many instances after they can complete their careers than they spent engaged in their careers, and that's pretty astounding. So incredible time, incredible challenges, but as Sedina says, incredible opportunities. So we weigh in on the side of a period of breakthrough, that this is a terrific chance to reclaim our place at the table, to re-honor the wisdom and experience of elders, and to help steer the ship onto a more sane and sustainable course.
Right. So it's very valuable, this information. I know a lot of us are dealing with, like you said, older parents, and but just what to do with the rest of our lives. So if anyone just tuned in, we're speaking with George and Sedina Cappanelli, and they've written a great book called Do Not Go Quietly, Real Solutions and Empowering Strategies for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break right now, and we're going to come back and find out more about what you're going to gain by getting this book. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. It's Pam speaking with George and Sedina Cappanelli. We've got a great book called Do Not Go Quietly, Real Solutions and Empowering Strategies for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. But I agree with you. I think this book offers a lot for all ages. One of, I think, your most empowering things in the book is you encourage people to live the life they were born to live. Can you talk about that a little more?
Each of us, we believe, comes in with a blueprint, a unique note that we have to sing in this great song that's life. Unfortunately, we live in a time where the uniqueness that that each of us isn't necessarily encouraged. So unlike in ancient societies and indigenous cultures where young children, when they're born, the elders would gather and do their best to begin to identify what the distinct and unique gift was that child brought to society. But in our time, whether it's the information revolution or whatever it is that has done it, we actually think it began with the Industrial Revolution and the need to make people productive and disciplined cogs in the great machine, the economic machine. But people were discouraged from being unique. Today, a child is born and we want them to fit in. We want them to belong. We want them to be a part of things. We bait them along with approval and acknowledgement and all the rest of it, which on one hand can be terrific and on the other hand can shut down that distinct thing that we were born to live. So in Do Not Go Quietly, we encourage and invite people, and I'm sure Sedina can talk about some of those things, about how do you get back in touch with that unique and original thing you're here to do? How do you move outside the boundaries of the conformity and the habituated practices that many of us have taken on to rediscover who we are authentically so we can live the lives we were born to live?
And, you know, we've been given by birthright. Our birthright is amazing gifts. You know, we believe that if we call on these gifts that we had when we were children, they're still around. We just need to resurrect them a little bit. One of them is imagination. You know, Einstein said it's much more important than knowledge, and it can take us anywhere. Where logic takes us from A to B, our imagination takes us everywhere. So we have this imagination right there at our fingertips to reconnect with our curiosity. We have a lot about that in the book, and our desire to be all that we want to be. Those things, those gifts and talents that we were given, that we came in with, as George was saying, they're all just sitting there waiting for us to stir them up. So it takes a little bit of uncovering sometimes. But we believe that everybody, as George said, came in with a particular note to sing. So there are some skills that we talk about in the book to uncover those unique gifts that you came in here with that only you have. And the world will not ever be the same if you don't give those gifts. A couple of things that are really important. I always go right to nature because nature is such an amazing teacher. So we can look at the autumn of our lives as the same as, you know, nature's, one of nature's seasons, and it's just as important as the seeding of spring, and so is winter. You know, we can connect with nature, we can recenter and reset the rhythm of our mind, our body, and our spirit by breathing, by taking time to breathe, by going inside in the silence a little bit every day, or walking in nature, and asking for that wisdom that we have within us. Because there's so much noise in our world, and we get so much input from the outside, we need to reconnect with that center that's just uniquely ours.
And
the
answer is
flow.
Pam, we have, and your listeners know, that throughout their lives there have been these moments, these impulses, do this, go there, try that, pick up that instrument,
right.
Take that class. You know, we're getting prompts all the time from that part of us that wants us to live the dream. The question is, do we have the willingness, the patience, the courage to follow those prompts? If we shut them down, we're no different than those adults that told us that our dreams were impractical or unrealistic, and we're just repeating the same sin on ourselves. And it's not that those adults were trying to do us harm. Many of them had tried a little bit with their dream, or they had some challenges, and so they wanted us to be safe and secure, but life isn't safe and secure. Life's an adventure. And so at this time of life, this second half of life, those of us who weren't born yesterday, we really have the ability to experiment, explore, uncover, and rediscover that pathway that can give us greater passion, greater privilege, greater engagement, greater responsibility, and above and beyond everything else, a really meaningful legacy we can leave behind.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what would you say to people? So both the ones that are young, that you want to encourage them to be courageous, but what do you say to the people that think they're too old now, or it's too late for them, or their dreams are, you know, unrealistic now because of their age?
We say it's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you have to go out and run the Western world, you know, if you're 70 or 80, although if you really look at history, not the lie that tells us about the myth of youth, but the truth that reports on the extraordinary accomplishments people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s have achieved. But one doesn't have to change the world. One can simply work on doing things in one's own life that gives one's joy and that gives one the opportunity to experiment with some of this calling that's inside of us. So we don't get all the way there in this lifetime, or we don't sing the perfect note, but it's a heck of a lot better to be singing any note that you love to sing than to sit in silence and melancholy and to let depression mm-hmm. be the principal sound of a lifetime.
And you know, sometimes we lose our inspiration. It's understandable. It happens to everybody. And things change. We're going to have different limitations when we're older than we did when we were younger. we're going to have them our whole lives. But it's one of the reasons that in Do Not Go Quietly, we have so many inspirational stories and quotes. And, for instance, life achievements. Jean-Louis Clement lived 122 years and 164 days. And she lived longer than any other person, you know, thus far documented. But she was riding her bicycle at age 100. There's so many people. Jack LaLanne was still working out when he was 95. It just goes on and on. And sometimes we need role models. I know I did. As a woman, I'm sure you're in the same boat, Pam. You know, we're trained to believe society tells us to resist aging and push down all of our feelings around aging. And so it's not that easy to come up to, well, gee, I'm older, and what is that? Because we've been taught to lose the value of who we are if we're not accomplishing something. So that's why we keep encouraging people to go back, and as George just finished saying, look at those gifts and talents that you've had. Tap into your childhood traits, that authentic energy that was given to you as a birthright, open-mindedness, flexibility, silliness, laughter, tears, music, dance. Think of all those things you loved. Rumi said, let the beauty of what you love be what you do. So don't do anything you don't love, especially at this time of life. Wake up to it. It can be an incredibly passionate and really juicy time of life. It can be a sexy time of life. It's just really our perspective.
And there are benefits. There's wisdom as we age. Now, so what are the benefits of starting projects even later in life, as opposed to going, oh, I'm too old to start something new? What are the benefits?
Well, if you think about it, if we are born to live a life, and we are not living it, there are a certain number of automatic prices we pay. Lower energy, disinterest, disengagement, in some instances, physical ill health or disease, isolation. Those are all automatic prices we pay when we are not fully engaged in our lives. The benefits are the opposite of all of those. Renewed interest, greater energy, greater connectivity, greater caring for the well-being of others as well as for ourselves, more laughter, more joy, more enthusiasm. You know, as we age, the mythologist and storyteller Michael Mead, he reminds us that we appear to have two choices. We can either go down the path of an older someone who has pulled back from life, not met their challenges, and failed to age and mature deeply, spiritually, physically, intellectually. So we become olders. We kind of get stiff and rigid. Elders are people that have gone after some portions of their dreams. They've met obstacles. Some of those obstacles have knocked them over. Others have helped lift them. But they've earned their chops, and that wisdom is really the grist of experience turned into love and adventure. And then they get to reinvest that in the world. And we look up to those elders, you know, the Mandelas, the Tutus, the Jimmy Carters, on and on and on throughout history, the Michelangelos, the T.S. Eliots, people that have broken through boundaries and created new industries and new activities. More recently, you know, people like Stephen Jobs at Apple, and on and on and on. Great folks who have pushed the boundaries. So those are the benefits, and those are some of the signs. So if you're gaining momentum in your life, if you're experiencing that outward engagement as well as the satisfaction that comes when you're quiet inside of yourself, then you know you're on a path that's in the right direction. If some of those other automatic prices are being paid, then you probably know you're a little off track and there are some specific things you can redo. Try new things, experiment with new activities, learn things that you haven't learned, and in fact, reinvest in your life.
I love that. And you know what? I don't know about you, but I find as I get older, I'm less worried. I'm less insecure. I'm braver. I'm more willing to try new things, and I'm less worried about what other people think.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's value in aging and still doing projects. I feel like I'm just getting started with a lot of things. So we are speaking with George and Sedina Capinelli, and they've got a great book called Do Not Go Quietly, Real Solutions and Empowering Strategies for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday, but it also includes those of you who were born yesterday. So we'll be right back, and we're going to talk more with George and Sedina, so stay with us.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are not necessarily those of AM 1290 or the Santa Barbara News Press. The program's validity is for you to decide.
Welcome back to the show. We are speaking with George and Sedina Capinelli, C-A-P-P-A-N. I love that last name. C-A-P-P-A-N-E-L-L-I. It sounds very Italian, right?
It is.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
And we are speaking about their book, Do Not Go Quietly. They've also got a digital media company, what I find fascinating, called Age Nation. Can you tell people a little bit about that? If they go to agenation.com, what are they going to find?
Am I going to do that?
Yes.
This is waiting.
I can talk about it.
Well, I look at Age Nation as a hub for people in the second half of life, just a rich, wonderful playground where you can be inspired and educated and connected to people like-minded, like-hearted people, entertained. We do conferences. We have a web portal that's amazing with all kinds of radio podcasts. We have a digital magazine that's national. Susie Orman's on the cover of this latest one, and you can check that out online. And we're just doing everything we can to support people in the second half of life. So that's really the crux of Age Nation. Soon there'll be a travel division. We want to surround people 360 degrees with everything that's needed so we don't have to keep reinventing the wheel. And, you know, I think you mentioned earlier, Pam, everybody has something going on. You either have a parent or you know of someone else who has a parent or a relative going through a change in life. And we're all going to go through different changes. So we might as well get on this bandwagon together and take this really rich part of our lives and open it in a new way. We don't have to close to it. We can open to it.
That's a valuable resource. You have a site that's got a lot of resources on it for people.
Tons of resources. Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
And that leads right into, I wanted to talk to you about, in the book you talk about harvesting, which I think is fascinating. So what's harvesting?
Well, Sedina indicated before that there's the analogy of nature, and much as you plant and then if you plant well and you take care of the soil that you plant in and all the rest of it, and you don't use a lot of herbicides that kill things, you end up with great products, you know. And so the same thing is true in life. If we seed a lot of things, knowledge and opportunity, and we test and we explore and whatnot, and we take care of our body and our mind and our spirit, then the things that we reap at the end are really valuable. The term harvesting in this particular result comes from a rabbi who started the conscious eldering movement in the United States with a book he wrote in the 1990s, 1995 or 6, I think it was published, and it's called Aging to Saging, and his name is Zalman Schachter Shalomi. And so that concept of harvesting is important and critical, and we highly recommend it. A little bit at a time, a lot at a time, but take the fruits of your life and squeeze the juice from it and end up with a lot of wisdom.
And what about the people that feel like they haven't planted enough yet, and they're afraid it's too late? And what do you say to these people that are afraid they don't have anything to harvest?
Every season you can plant another group of tomatoes.
There you go.
Whatever. So there's always a chance to plant more, and even the smallest harvest has a lot of wisdom in it. So whatever it is, good, bad, or indifferent, its goal if you squeeze the juice from it.
And you know, you were talking about some of the gifts that you're finding, Pam, at this time of your life. It's so true. I mean, we stop caring so much about what everybody thinks, and we really recommend that. There's a lot of gifts at this time that we did not have when we were younger. This is a time when our souls are empowered. So it's a different perspective. It's looking from a different angle. It's not so much on the outside as the inside. We're gifted now with all this knowledge and wisdom from all the mistakes and missed opportunities, but also all of our wins and all of our terrific experiences that we have. So we're seasoned. We're ready for rich experiences. And it's just looking at life from that perspective. We are now, you know, garnered with all of this wisdom. So why would we want to just put it aside? This is the time to open to it, share it with other people as a legacy that we have to give, our unique legacy. And, you know, there's been extensive research done with thousands of people, 50-plus, and they found something called developmental possibility for the second half of life. It begins around 50, and it ramps up at 80. So this development's, of course, not of the body so much. Our physical performance may decline somewhat, although I don't buy into a lot of that. But this is a development of the mind and spirit that they've discovered that happens at this time. And if people are willing to tap into the stage of you know, really evolution, then they're going to find the decline of the body or losses inherent with age are just easier to bear. And there's evidence that shows increased inner security. You were just talking about that. A redefinition of time and space, of life and death, and of self and relationship to others. I mean, all this great stuff that we just didn't even have access to when we were younger. So we actually have a lot to look forward to, not just present moment, which is really all we have, but as we age, we are given a new light if we just tap into it.
Right, and this is valuable even for young people to see what's ahead for them so they don't end up going down an alley and going, oh, no, I never did what I wanted to do. What do you say to the people that go, oh, I'm so tired already. I haven't even hit 50, and I'm tired. I can't imagine living another 50 years having to work this hard.
No, you're off track.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
You know, if that's the experience, either there's something that you should explore in diet or exercise or environment that you may want to take care of so that you re-empower and re-energize yourself. And it may also have to do with the fact that you are living someone else's life or someone else's dream and not your own. And it takes courage to change that. But when you change it, little breaths of fresh air start to show up, little bursts of energy. And then you know, like a Geiger counter, you're heading toward a much more positive kind of ore, you know?
Exactly. It's all back to perspective. It's okay to feel a loss. If your children go away, I have a sister who's just went through that, and her whole life was her kids. Well, she's not totally disconnected, but they're in college. Their lives are different now. So she's finding what she really loves to do, and it's coming slowly, but she needed to feel some of the loss first. So we're not saying you just jump right into this. As George said, we just do it in increments, but we have to be aware that if we're not feeling like this life, which is so precious, is great, and that we have something to give it, to give back and to get from it, then we're really missing out. Then there's something that we aren't doing. It's like if we're hiking around and we're in a valley, and pretty soon we keep looking at this mountain, and eventually we get to the mountaintop. Well, we're there. We're there now. We have a broad view, a very broad perspective, and we can look back in that valley and say, that was good, but I'm here now, and I can see the whole range of my life. And so this new perspective can give me energy, and it can give me a zest for life that I didn't have. This is a time for celebration.
Right. And you know what? I think there's, to add to what you said, I think there's a myth in aging. I mean, I look at pictures of my grandparents in their 30s and 40s, and they look a lot older than the people do today in their 30s and 40s, you know? So I think there's a myth in aging, too. But in alignment with what you were just talking about, you talk a lot about the power of living in the present moment, which is one of our favorite subjects here on this show. So what are some of the things you recommend that can help people do this? Because we're always being bombarded with the future and the regrets in the past and what you need to get to in the future. How do we live in the present moment, and what's the value of that?
Well, you know, we talked about some of those things. You know, getting in touch and following your breath brings you back into the present moment. Paying attention to your feelings bring you back into the present moment. Experimenting, looking around and noticing color, sensation, sound, all of that brings us back into the moment. Thought tends to bring us either into the future or into the past. So if you are thinking too much, an old man by the name of Lester Levinson used to say that thinking is stinking, you know. thinking is an analytical tool. So when you have a problem to solve, it's great. But if you're not using your thought as a tool for discovery, then your thought has a tendency to use you for its purposes, which is anxiety, doubt, confusion, fear, and a whole lot of other things. So breath, feelings, all of that keep you in the present, and it takes practice. Meditation, reflection, a lot of different disciplines, yoga, Pilates, you know, there are a ton of things, chanting, prayer, all kinds of great tools that help us learn to exist in the present. We need to do a heck of a lot more of it.
And what's the value in being in the present moment?
That's where life happens.
Ah.
That's all we have. We don't have anything but this moment. And, you know, much of our inner sickness and getting out of the present moment comes, as I think George said that, from being in the mind. I call that the top office, you know. We're either in the past or we're in the future, and we're really not here taking in everything. A lot of our inner sickness comes from a buildup of pressure, too, that's been held within. So we need an ongoing release of that inner buildup to, in order to embody our wholeness and embody the present moment. Sometimes we just need to move, dance, exercise, swim, garden, whatever, yoga, whatever makes you happy. But bring movement into your life and breath, and all of a sudden the breath brings you right into your body, which is your life. You're right here. This is our life this time anyway, in this physical incarnation. So we need to take care of that body. And a lot of times people are depressed because they're not in their body. They're just in their mind in some sort of story that they keep running.
So it sounds like a happier place to be and a healthier place to be.
Yeah.
So everyone, if you can go to their, they have two websites, very cool, agenation.com, which has all kinds of resources on it. It can help you, support you being in this, whatever experience you're doing right now. Also their book, you can go to the website, donotgoquietlythebook.com. DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and hear some more wisdom. So stay with us. We're going to play some more. Welcome back to the show with the Campanellis. Today it went way too fast. Very valuable information here. So in the final segments we have, we're just going to shoot through a few questions that I had written down here. So I like this section that you have. And what's the gift that keeps on giving?
It's forgiveness. And it's one of the things that we don't do enough of in our lives. At least that's my experience. It applies to me and a lot of people I know. Because whether we need to forgive ourselves, which is called guilt for things that we've done or not done, or resentment for the things that we think other people have done. When we let those things go, our lives get lighter, we come back into the present, we live the life we were born to live.
Oh, I love that. So much lighter. That's fun. Okay, how about crazy wisdom? How does someone tap into that?
Well, that's crazy wisdom is just living outside the lines, you know, just trying new things in our lives, getting out of the boundaries of what everybody else has told us to do, getting into spontaneity, breaking a few rules, laughing, crying, dancing, being silly, doing all those things. We were saying they will break you free to find out what it is that you're here to do. So we have a lot of ideas and Do Not Go Quietly about what to do. You know, you can take tango lessons, learn to tap dance, you know, wear red or green sneakers. I mean, all kinds of cool things. Think about Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade and how he stepped into the void, and all of a sudden that huge stone foundation came up and it was beneath his feet. It was there all along. Because when we risk, all of a sudden trust is there. So try it. Risk. Try new things.
Right. I remember seeing an interview once with elderly people, and they said their biggest regret was they took life too seriously. They didn't have enough fun. And then one of the things I always say to people is, you know what, if you don't go for it, how are you going to feel at the end of your life? Are you going to have regrets? Like, what would have happened if I just would have done it? So
exactly.
That fits right in with that. So, okay, so what about incompletes? You write about in the book about incompletes, and what are they, and what can people do about it?
Well, the first thing they can do is get rid of the list that they have of things they're never going to do, you know? So if you're dragging around a bag full of stuff I should have done, I could have done, I might have done, make up a list and cross those off. But you'll notice that when your pen starts to cross some of them off, your hand hesitates because you're not through with those. So pay attention to the ones that you don't want to take off your list. Either that's a bucket list of great stuff that you still want to do before it's too late, or it's a list that includes things that you know need to get cleaned up. Mistakes you made that you can still correct, relationships you can still heal, tasks that are really intrinsic or important to you that you want to be able to say, I did that. Maybe I didn't do it perfectly, but I did it. When you do that, you fill in the holes in the bucket, you stop draining all that energy, and all of a sudden, a renewed spring comes into your step. Because let's face it, those of us who are in the second half of life, we have an enormous amount of power, much more power than we imagine. We have power every single day to make choices that can change the world around us. What we spend our money on, we can spend it on products that ruin the environment or products that help and contribute to the well-being of society. We can spend our attention on things that can help uplift us, or we can pay attention to things that are mental garbage and fear motivators that bring us down. So we don't have to vote just once every 2 years or 4 years. We can vote every day with our money, with our attention, and with our heart.
Wow, that's really cool. I have to squeeze one more of my favorite ones in. You have a chapter entitled No Faster Than Feelings Can Follow. Will you explain that, please?
Just to follow, to breathe and to know everything that we're doing, rather than moving ahead with the mind, to follow the feelings, to breathe into the feelings. Experience in, feelings out is something I like to think about. So it's just to pay attention. Every day in between events, you can take a breath and breathe into your body. Your body will tell you what's going on. It'll tell you what the feelings are. And maybe you're hungry, maybe you're angry, maybe you're lonely or tired, maybe you just need to rest. Whatever it is, listen to your feelings, because they're there for a reason. They're there to help you and guide you. And I just want to say, remember, because we kept bringing up about people maybe being depressed, years may wrinkle the skin, but to give up enthusiasm wrinkles the soul. So remember to open to life in a new way and celebrate.
That's a cool saying. That's a very cool saying. So tell people all the places they can find your book.
Amazon, of course, where so many people go these days. Barnes & Noble, always. Local great independent bookstores that really need our support. And if for some reason you couldn't find it in any of those places, you could go to donotgoquietlythebook.com. But we really encourage, it's a practical guide, it's a friend, it's a live coaching session, it's easy and accessible source of inspiration. We welcome people to all of the work that we do, and we're just delighted at all of us who are committed to not going quietly.
Well, and the cool thing about this book is it's obvious that you guys know what you're talking about. You've experienced it, and you're sharing your wisdom and your knowledge and your support with other people.
Thank you,
and we're asking everyone to do that. That's what the world needs now, is your wisdom and your experience and your compassion. So everybody give it.
And share, and don't hide out. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank you, because it's a pleasure, you know, to speak to somebody who you can just feel the energy is there for this topic, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, great. So with each of you, in the last 2 minutes that we have left, a minute each if you want to, what's the most important message you'd like to get out to people?
Pay attention to the wisdom that you have inside of you. Pay attention to that wisdom, way more important than anything you'll ever hear outside of you, and follow it. It's the best guide you'll ever have.
I agree. I love this quote, never fear growing old. There are many who have never had the privilege. It is a privilege to be alive, open to your life, open to all the limitless possibilities, and they're only there if you open to them and you vision yourself delivered and free. It's up to every one of us to choose the life we want to live and make the best of this time.
Right, and you're living proof that it's possible. You sound very alive. You sound very passionate about life still, so you're good role models for the rest of us, no matter what age, to go after our dreams.
Thanks.
That's really awesome. Are there any events or anything else that you want to share with people, anything they should be looking for, anything that you're doing that people can join you on?
Well, we have a ton of stuff coming up. We're going to have a lot of online webinars. We're beginning a worldwide elder studies program that can help people in the second half of life. It's both a degree and a non-degree program we're doing with Wisdom University. We're going to be taking Navigating Your Future, which is our own conference series, out on the road to a number of major cities. So keep checking on Age Nation. Keep going to the book site. Do Not Go Quietly, the book. There'll be a lot of information coming up.
And there's a lot of experts on Age Nation. You can go and check that out, too. We just have a lot of information there. So please come on board and play, you know, jump in on the game here and tell your friends.
Right. So that's Age Nation, A-G-E, Age Nation, as in this nation, N-A-T-I-O-N, Age Nation.com. You can go and find out all their information, watch their videos, see how cute they are. And the show is going to be rerun on Sunday at 8 a.m. So if you missed anything or you want somebody that you love to listen to this show, you can listen on Sunday. It will also be archived on the website, lifecolorscity.com. You can go there and listen to it, share it with your friends, and you can go to their website and listen to all their information. You guys, thank you so much. You're fabulous guests. I love your passion, love your enthusiasm, and I love that you're willing to step up and share with everyone.
Thanks, Pam.
Well,
thank you.
Fantastic to be on the show. Thank you.
Thank you for being guests. And everyone, we will join you next week with some fabulous other guests. And stay tuned or go to my website and find out who's on. Okay, thank you again, and we'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
All right.
AM 1290's quantum psychic Pam Osley, thank you for your time and open mind in furthering the discussion of bringing the unknown to light in our daily lives, where spirit and science evolve and revolve around each other. The viewpoints expressed in this program are not necessarily those of AM 1290 or the Santa Barbara News Press. The program's validity is for you to decide. Yet, a leap forward in mankind's expanding consciousness requires a look within. Thanks for making the leap.